2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And he is coming for you.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Because you know the narrative. The narrative is the Browns are just trying to do Shador dirty.
You feel like you belong here on this team?
I feel like I do.
Earlier on the show, hosts of Heed the Call podcast, Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler. Coming up, Falcons running back Bijan Robinson, actor, director, and former NFL defensive back Nnamdi Asamoah. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, yes, that's correct. And I'm on TV now on the Roku Sports Channel. And you're listening to me, hopefully, on the Infinity Sports Network or Sirius XM Channel 375 or the Odyssey app, two Odyssey gents. And Mark Sessler and Dan Hanzus of Heed the Call just left the studio. Coming into the studio in hour number three is Nnamdi Asamoah to join this dream team. I am going to make that reference to Nnamdi at some point.
Ha ha, dream team.
And Raiders fans remember Nnamdi from his dynamite years coming out of Cal and being one of the best defensive backs for the Oakland Raiders back in the day. Mm-hmm. So for all those out there in Raider Nation, certainly listening in Las Vegas, Nevada right now on our radio affiliate there, we say hello to you and say stay tuned for Nnamdi in hour three. And hey, the Raiders just got... just got Kenny Pickett, man. What the Raiders are up to, dude?
I'm unclear.
And they needed
a veteran backup.
Absolutely.
So what's so hard to figure out?
Well, no. What's to figure out is what they're going to be this year.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
Jacoby Myers also asked for a trade.
Yeah, and then he signed Amari Cooper yesterday.
That's right.
Who was on the couch?
And so Amari's back again. I'm back on SportsCenter. Amari Cooper's back on the Raiders. So that makes me the Amari Cooper of sportscasting.
I don't know.
Amari Cooper, the Rich Eisen of wide receivers.
Yeah. I love when there's ever a move, you know, all the guys get the Photoshops out and they're like, this is what it looks like with this new guy in his new uniform. And then they just repost a picture of Amari Cooper with the Raiders.
Which means, the Raiders are going to have somebody who's going to get 200 yards against the Chiefs. Remember, he always used to do that?
Torch the Chiefs.
Remember, he torched the Chiefs every time? Do me a favor.
I'm going to get these exact stats.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm setting the over-under line at 1.5 of 200-yard receiving games he's had against the Chiefs, and I'm going to go over. I think he had two of them. So, obviously, that's back in the day. But, hey, man, Geno settles the quarterback position in a way that the Raiders haven't had in a while. Ashton Jeanty, is he Offensive Rookie of the Year? Brock Bowers could have been Offensive Rookie of the Year last year if there wasn't a unicorn growing in Washington, D.C. I mean, they've got options. They got Max Crosby. They got Pete. Everyone's just booking the Raiders for last place in the division.
October 29th, 2017.
Yeah.
11 catches, 210 yards.
Okay.
Two touchdowns against Kansas City.
And that's his only 200-yard game of his career?
Yes.
Oh, man. I thought he had more.
Oh, he had one against Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Okay. And Green Bay. Yeah. That one stood out against Kansas City.
So, and Jacoby Myers, it's, I mean, I they basically said, no, we're not trading you.
Yeah. So, sorry, you're staying.
And he's showing up in New England.
I would love him back on our sideline.
That's not going to happen.
That would be fantastic.
Put up the Raiders schedule. Do you mind?
The Raiders.
You know, Pete going back to New England to start it.
Right.
And then if you remember, Mike North of the National Football League, who's part of the scheduling process, the Chargers are the home game on Monday because they wanted to have the Chargers back at home after starting in Brazil in the same way that the Chiefs are back at home after starting in Brazil. But there was what? There's a concert going on in SoFi? Didn't you say there was a concert?
On Sunday, right?
Right. So they couldn't do it. And so they got the Chargers as close to Los Angeles as they could on the road, and it's Vegas. And that's going to be Pete's return to the sideline at home in Vegas as a Monday nighter against, you know, what's your deal, bro, right? Yeah, him and Harbaugh.
Yeah, there's a Chris Brown concert.
That's what it was.
That weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
At Washington, home for Chicago, at Indianapolis, home for Tennessee, at Kansas City. There are some winnable games for the Raiders to start, and they have got some pieces. And Kenny Pickett going there is a wise move. It just cost him a fifth-round selection. Geno and Kenny Pickett in that room. I mean, they're making some moves, and it's smart. They're making some smart moves here. But everyone's just popping them in last place in that division because of how many teams made the playoffs last year.
Right.
And they only got better.
Yeah.
And the Raiders are a new construct.
I guess if you want to bump them up to third, you could. We'll see what happens when we predict that division, you know, later on. But, you know, Chargers go down a peg with the Rashawn Slater injury. Maybe the Raiders jump up to third. But you just can't see them jumping Denver or Kansas City right now, right?
Unless Ashton Jeanty runs for 1,500 yards.
Yeah. Right? Geno's balling.
And Brock Bowers starts killing it again. And Geno can ball.
Well, they have the new Chip Kelly offense, which really has not revealed itself in the preseason. They purposely played it super bland.
Chip's the OC there,
so,
man.
Yeah, we don't know what that's going to look like.
Right. You know, Chip going from Ohio State to the Raiders, meaning, you know, Dave Portnoy might be able to see him in Vegas. Let's talk about this.
I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy.
This is kind of a wild story.
It's crazy.
Let's talk about this.
It's nuts.
Did Ohio State ban Dave Portnoy from being in their stadium? They say no. Okay. They say no.
Seems
okay.
Like
you know, Yahoo's reporting from the athletic director. It was a Fox decision.
Yeah.
And they say no. I will say this. Dave Portnoy said, I believe he was the one who said Ryan Day's brother was behind a lot of the, you know, reporting and leaking of what was going on with the Connor Stallions awfulness. Ooh. And so Portnoy was talking about Day's family. So I understand if there's some sensitivities with Dave Portnoy showing up on the Fox set. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're telling me it's raining. So they hired Dave Portnoy to essentially, I'll just come straight to the door, to essentially McAfee up the Fox morning Big Noon on Fox pregame show.
I think that's it.
Okay,
to say,
right?
Yeah.
Like you see, Pat has nuclear supercharged College Game Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and you could see the relationship Pat has with the kids on campus and they with him. I mean, it's exactly what you're looking for in broadcast television. The demographic, the relationship between fan and show and fan and talent and fan and talent and ratings. I mean, it's exactly what you're looking for. And so, you know, Pat, if I'm not mistaken, after he started punting, was with Barstool. Wasn't he with Barstool Indiana?
Yeah, he started out that Barstool Midwest Heartland or whatever they called it back then. Yeah.
So Fox goes into the Barstool and gets still Presidente.
Yep.
Okay. And so you're telling me you're going to make a deal with him, and then it's a Fox decision to keep him off the most watched hour of the 2-hour program?
When they're inside the stadium?
Is that what you're telling me?
Come on.
When there are fans on the other side of the set, you're going to have Portnoy off that set. Willingly. That's your decision. That's what we're being told. Okay. Can't be a Michigan-Ohio State thing, can it? Is it? Could it be? Because if it's this, I will just say this. Again, I understand there were some personal things said and all that stuff. And there is a lot of other things that have happened that's behind the conversation here. Like, say, the last time Barstool connected with, if you will, mainstream media or legacy media, linear cable media, they were like one show and done.
One and done.
Okay.
The van talk show.
Right, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So is this happening again where, you know, Fox is not, Fox is what, half stepping into the Barstool Portnoy pool by saying you can go hang out on the on-campus portion, but when it's time for the adults to go in the stadium, that's not happening. Certainly in the Big Ten. Right? Is that what's happening? Is that what we're understanding? Is that what Fox is saying to somebody like Portnoy and Barstool? I don't think so. That makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
You're hiring him for a reason. Right? So that's one thing. And then there's the other thing of the head coach of the program in question that's allegedly, but not really, doing the banning, once upon a time, had an issue with a statement said by a fake version of a coach. Dressed up, you know.
Very like, obviously not right, the real guy.
Right? Like it's like he's from a, you know, a Johnny Knoxville in a Jackass movie.
Right.
It's obviously not Lou Holtz, but that caused the coach to go off on Catherine Tappan on NBC after they won a game, which is the point of this. If there's any truth to this, and it has an aroma of maybe, you won. You won. Not against Michigan, but after that, you not only won, Ohio State not only won, they shut everybody up in winning.
Kind of dominated.
And they kicked everyone's ass. They were the clear class of the college football playoffs, from talent to coaching to execution to focus to drive, all of it. Clear champs. Why are you spending a split second over who's coming to the stadium for your television partner? Who does, you know, quite frankly, depend on the largesse of Ohio State and its massive fan base? Okay? I understand there's relationships and things of that nature. But, man, I read this and I'm like, and by the way, so, you know, of course Portnoy's having a field day with it, which is another thing that, you
as
know,
he should.
If there is something going on that's not going on, but let's just jump in that there is something going on. Did nobody in Columbus say, if we do go ahead with this sort of thing, we're giving the guy that we don't want a spot in our stadium exactly what he wants? See, he's posting about it. And you could see he put on a fake costume, right? Okay, like that's how he's going to get in the stadium. Did you see who responded? Connor Stallion saying you need tickets.
I mean,
and
that is unbelievable.
Okay. I have a sense of humor. I see the humor in that.
That's funny.
But hey, can I just say this, please? Connor, go away. Go away. We don't need, and I understand didn't Barstool, haven't they invited him on shows? Hasn't he been part of their world? Has he been part of their world?
Oh, I don't think so.
Go away. We don't need to hear from you. It's not funny. It's not funny.
It's hilarious.
It's funny to you.
It's so
exactly
funny.
Okay. Funny.
Why isn't it funny to you? Nothing happened.
I see the humor.
Literally nothing happened to your school.
Yeah.
You got your title, no wins, everything's fine. Just laugh.
You're good.
That's
exactly.
Hilarious.
No, because something, I'll admit it, something clearly happened. Something clearly happened with Connor Stallions. They did fine Michigan a ton of money, and they, like, this is, you could say all you want.
Portnoy could write that check. It means nothing.
I was just going to say, one guy could write that.
Just go away. You're not relevant.
That was funny.
No one from Michigan wants to hear from you ever again. You screwed it all up. Now, there may have been others involved. Just go away. I don't want to hear from you. No one from Michigan wants to hear anymore. You need tickets. Oh, it's funny now. It's not funny. It's not funny because something happened and it's embarrassing and I don't want to ever hear about it anymore. And the whole point of it is, the whole point of all of this is Ohio State loves using the Connor Stallion stuff against Michigan. And the beautiful thing is I get to say over the last 4 years, scoreboard. It's a scoreboard. And by the way, Michigan was losing on that scoreboard when Connor Stallions was giving out tickets. A lot. That said, Ohio State can use the same exact thing. If you're sitting there going, Portnoy was such an a-hole to Ryan Day, and Ryan's sitting there going, my family was going through the ringer part of because of Portnoy, you're through it. You're through it. You won. You are the national champion head coach. You're the guy. You're raising the banner. We planted a flag. You're raising one. I'd rather raise one than plant one. Am I wrong? I'd rather raise one than plant one. The plant one is pretty sweet.
I mean, it's
certainly if you're going to start getting so sensitive that you're not letting a Michigan man in the building.
I mean.
That's just so insane.
Oh, allegedly. That's Fox's decision because right. They spent all this money and Fox they made all this buzz and they think Portnoy is extremely additive, certainly in this 21st century. But they're willingly going to keep him off the most watched hour leading up to the game.
The biggest game of the season.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. And it's the first one.
The first one.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, don't go to the stadium. Watch the game in a bar. Okay, it's raining. What is that discharge coming on my head right now? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Mm-hmm.
Some big news went down, Rich.
Oh, let's take a break and you'll tell me. Is it Micah Parsons signing?
No, that would be. No,
that's it's probably.
Probably a little bigger.
Probably
than
a lot
that.
Of it. Honestly, over? A lot of bigger than
not
that.
As, are you
yeah.
serious?
Yeah, a lot bigger than
to
that.
To me
yeah.
personally?
Yeah. Don't look,
bigger.
Actually. Don't
I will
look.
Not look.
Don't check well. Your phone. I want an unfiltered reaction when we tell you.
Do I just have to stare into space like yeah. putting on an airplane yeah, over yeah, the next yeah. 5 minutes?
You got
to
raw dog this commercial break.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm yeah. intrigued. Yeah. We will take a break. And
it's mind blowing.
I can't believe you don't know. That's
I don't
amazing.
Know.
Well,
I have not looked at my.
Busy.
I've been too busy going all in on my favorite subject. Hey, folks. Let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death, but you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It is never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. when you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep, night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. This is done. It's in the can, as they say, in the Hollywood business.
It is.
There is a young lady out there who has caught Kelsey as we are currently standing here.
Yes.
Sitting here. And all she has is just the promise. We'll see if we can work this thing out.
And a TV show. I mean, the show's great.
This whole thing that she'll be on E! Last question on this subject before we take a break. We'll come back, talk some football. Did you tell Andy Reid I'm doing this thing?
We had a conversation. that's a touchy subject, Rich. And, I feel like I represented the Chiefs in a very well mannered. I mean, I'm not the crazy out of control guy on camera. I'm very
respectful.
Yeah, my parents raised me right in Cleveland, Ohio. So it was one of those things where I had to show everyone around the world that, you know, I am a well mannered, upright guy. I'm not just this crazy football player.
So did you say to Andy, I've got 50 women in the Coliseum and I speed date them down to 20 and then I stick them in a mansion and then speed date all of them, sometimes one with me and five other women at a time, and then boil it down, the time is yours, and then just sit there and say that to Andy? Did you say that?
No, I didn't tell him that. I told him I had an opportunity on TV.
So is Andy learning right now catching Kelsey's
Coach,
really all about?
I got an opportunity on TV. Do you mind?
The time is yours. Fantastic.
I love you, Coach.
Oh, baby. The great Travis Kelce and all of his appearances here on the Rich Eisen Show are available on our YouTube channel right now, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. I have not looked in the commercial break at any screens. I got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that video is an Easter egg.
Well, as you know, it's roster cutdown day.
And I'm sure it's not. Uh-oh. It's not Travis Kelce getting cut.
No.
All right. All right. Very good. That's a good stuff. All right. We go to the break with you saying, both of you, that there is massive news that has broken.
Massive.
I did not look at a screen. I didn't sit like David Putty staring at the into space.
Yeah, I watched you.
Okay. at all, or vegetable lasagna. I did move around, but I didn't look at a screen, okay, as promised, because you said don't look at it.
I did say,
is Micah Parsons signed? That was totally facetious. I know he hasn't.
Yeah, definitely not.
And you said it was bigger.
Bigger. Not to me. Personally, but to the world, this news was
Rich,
a little bit bigger. Yeah,
here's the thing: it's a love story, and she said yes.
Oh my God! Is this breaking news?
Breaking news, Mike! Hit it.
Here it comes.
Oh, and Mariah, I see.
Breaking news.
Is this real?
Travis Kelce.
No way.
Asked Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Said yes.
Awesome.
They are engaged.
Oh,
official photos. They are official on Instagram just now.
Oh,
congratulations to them. That is very, very cool.
How awesome. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. And I'm assuming in this equation, she's the English teacher and he's the gym teacher. I mean, look at that ring.
I think it works both
ways.
That
is nice.
These days.
I mean, that is nice. I mean, congratulations. This is awesome. I'm so happy. Honestly, I mean, and now I know why you showed the moments ago in the television only segment when
Kelsey has been caught.
Yes, that when Kelsey's first in studio appearance in the history of the show, it's 2017. He came here to talk about his reality show where he was called Catching Kelsey, where he was doing
Net,
a, like sort of a dating
Net
show. He's come a long way, professionally, personally, emotionally, awesome. Hey, man, that New Heights pod with the two of them and Jason, there's a reason why it made a gajillion people happy and watching. And it's not just because, obviously, of her fame and their fame together. It's that they're real. They're real. As I love that. The English teacher and the gym teacher.
Is there a backstory?
Right.
What's the backstory?
That's what they look like, right?
No, I think there was one part of the pod where she used a big word and I forgot what word it was. And Jason said, there's no way that Travis knows what that word is. And actually nailed the definition of it because she and he are talking about this sort of stuff. Mm. I forgot what word it was. Mm. But I love it. That's great. So now maybe everybody can back off if she's shown because she's now a fiance.
Well, that's not gonna happen.
I mean, that's definitely not.
Where are we getting married? Do we know where are they registered? Can we get them I should send them like a Rich Eisen show mug. What do you think? You need your coffee in the morning.
I don't think you should do that.
Why not? Why not?
I don't know.
I want to show my love for them.
Sure. I mean, you've done it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, by talking about it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And being supportive.
And you know, for me personally, this is big.
It kind of splits your house.
No, hold on a second. For me personally, the fact that you broke this news to me and not Xander, my 17-year-old, who is a diehard, dyed-in-the-wool Swiftie, okay, where he was also saying they're dropping Easter eggs that they are going to get married. He's telling me this whole thing.
Oh.
Okay. And, you know, and that this is happening. I'm sure it's going to happen. Maybe it's already happened, all this sort of stuff. The fact that you're breaking this news to me and not him.
Literally,
and this is what's great news for me. I know that. No. This is great news. My phone hasn't been buzzing or anything. That means that the new cell phone policy at his high school
is working.
Working.
Oh, wow.
There's a new policy there. And Susie and I, we'll be very honest, we were a little, let's see how it works. Let's see what's going on.
That's funny.
The fact that we haven't gotten in all caps.
Like, bah!
Exclamation point, emojis, all that. The fact that I haven't gotten that yet means it's working. So
and
I love it. There's a new relationship between Zan and his screen, and it's great for us.
Do you think Stone Street knew this yesterday when we talked to him?
I don't know. Maybe. It's possible. He knows everything about everything involving the Chiefs.
He does.
This is great.
Exoteric is the word, Rich, by the way.
Esoteric.
Yeah.
Esoteric. Thank you, sir. That's what it was.
I had to
she
do some
used
searching.
Esoteric. Jason said there's no way Travis knows what it was, and Travis nailed the definition. Thus, the English teacher and the gym teacher. I think that's the reference, unless this is a lyric that I'm not familiar with.
Travis literally looks like a gym teacher.
He's just living his best life, man. Looking like Mr. Peanut on the stage with now his fiance in the Eras Tour. It's great.
Mr. Peanut.
I love it.
I have some fantasy football news on top of that, too.
Oh, my. What is happening right now? Hold on. Do we need the update? Do we need the breaking news?
It's not that important.
Yeah,
it's not
as important
as this.
No, it's important.
I just went back. Me and Kutcher just went back to back.
Oh, man, your picks are so good.
No, hold on a second. Let me just put the button on all this stuff.
Yes, please do. Please do.
You know, look, how soon until somebody's like, does this mean he's done playing, or who's going
to? It's already happening.
Who's making the football of like he's going to have a better year?
You know, these questions are already being asked. There's probably, you can already bet on it, I'm sure, Chris.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Where are we going with that one?
I mean, I can turn that on. You want me to turn it on?
Sure, go ahead. What do you got?
Now he's even more distracted because he's got to plan a wedding. Plan a wedding.
Honestly,
he's got a plan. He's got no say.
I don't think there's no say. But I think there's somebody who knows how to eventize, who knows how to entertain.
Not a chance.
Who knows how to, I think, style something up. I think there's somebody who's lame that is more.
How can you say that? She's never been married before. Yeah. This is new for her.
That's true.
I don't think it's a marriage thing. I just think it's just a general, like, knows how to plan and make the most of things. I'm just saying she's got a knack for it. I've sensed it.
They should go on Bridezilla's. Isn't that a show?
Yeah. Were you trying to cut show? The wedding? Maybe he Let's had go. A dream as I a young mean, man growing up and sharing a room with his brother about what his wedding day would look like.
I'm sure.
You know?
I think I have to officially put to bed that this is fake. I think I finally officially have to put this to bed.
I'm surprised he didn't wait till the actual wedding to say that. I'm surprised he didn't wait till the actual wedding to find it.
It could be quite the ruse.
You sure these beautiful photographs are not AI, Chris? You sure?
I mean, look, I can't rule anything out. I wasn't there, TJ. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I saw it at the same time. You did.
I wasn't the one that took the pictures.
Maybe they were in love from the start.
Or
everybody else, that's your problem.
Maybe they've been secretly dating even before.
Who knows? Who cares? They're in love now, and
that's
it's
a
awesome.
Heck of a rock right there.
And I can't wait to hear what Xander has to say. And the ultimate celebration is that the new cell phone policy in his school is working.
You know
that's a firewall right now. What?
You should text Zan right
now. Break the news to him.
Listen. So that way, the first time he gets the news, even though he can't see it now, it'll be you were the one who kind of broke the news.
I don't think his school is like the Chappelle Show where they made them put it in a pouch and they pick it up. I think there is a way where he might feel it buzz or something. Oh, I'm not going to be the one to... No.
Okay, I thought they had to put them all the way in.
No, not even this for Xander raises to the level of me having to break that wall. No.
Okay.
Not at all. We'll talk about it later. They're not going to have second thoughts between now and his arrival back at home later this afternoon. I just have a sense that yes, it's not fake. It's real, and it has been from the start. And everybody else who's got a problem with her aggregate 20 to 30 seconds of airtime during a game, guess what?
Well, each quarter.
By the way, also, if you got some bad news or you're a company, you want to news dump something right now, go ahead. Yeah. Nobody's paying attention to anything else.
Yep.
Sign Micah.
Just break some news right now.
This is it. By the way,
this is when you call the agent.
There's no chance of that happening now because it's overshadowed. So guess what? Micah Parsons in the next 72 hours.
Let's hit them all now while we got them.
That's right.
It's time to hit them all.
Great use of that one, Mike.
Exactly
well done.
Drop some bad news. Let's go.
Turzo in Iowa. Let's take his phone call. All right. What's up, Turzo?
What's up, guys? Man, that's hilarious. But congratulations to Taylor and Travis.
I knew
it was real the whole entire time, Brockman.
You did?
Well, I mean...
Turzo's the one who offered Taylor Swift tickets to TJ.
It's true.
Should have gone. She was single.
Turzo understands.
Get married.
Yeah, let's get Kelsey. Travis planning the wedding. Let's sideline Taylor. Get out of here.
Hey,
what's up, Turzo?
Hey, Rich. So I got a couple things for you. One, I was going to see if you guys got any of the names for my fantasy team for the Carls League. And two, I have the second overall pick in the league. And I was going to see who you guys would suggest for me to take.
Okay.
All right, so second overall in the sleeper league that we just...
Somebody just took McCaffrey.
Just McCaffrey went second.
Which allowed us to get Jahmyr Gibbs slipping down to five.
Gibbs bumped down to us at five.
Okay, so. But is it a... like?
What's
the score? Do you get points for catches?
It's a PPR.
Full point?
16 rounds. I'm keeping Bo Nix with the 15th round as my keeper.
Nice.
Nice. Good value.
Sweet.
McCaffrey may not be that bad. You know, in terms of you're a Niner fan, if he's going to be a focal part of the passing offense, as we know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's early, but it's a big swing.
Yeah,
I mean, high risk, high reward.
Correct. Are you of the mindset, Terzo, that you want to play fantasy with people that you root for all the time?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if that's the case, then snag McCaffrey. But why would you give him that advice when whoever in the sleeper league snagged McCaffrey second overall, you got your eyes wide as a saucer, Chris, and say, thank you, what a mistake that was. Oof. So now Terzo's calling in, you're telling him to do it?
I don't know. I mean, why not? It's fun. It's a big swing. Kind of,
I don't know.
With McCaffrey, he can either win you the league or he can lose you the league. So that's a pivotal part of it. You guys are going to have the other guy that I was looking at on the show here coming up soon. So.
Well, or Gibbs.
Bijan, by the way, we just heard that he's stuck in a practice and will not join us at the top of the third hour. We'll get him on another day. But Terzo, how about this? I'm going to say this and then you call back anytime soon. Saquon. I don't understand this, too. Thanks for the call, Terza. Why is Saquon downgraded?
Because he had the
greatest season in running back history, arguably. I should say arguably first as opposed to retroactively, but arguably had it. And came through it with flying colors, right? Assuming that everyone who did get banged up in the preseason will be ready for week one in a couple of Thursdays, 9 days from now. And Hurts is Hurts, and everybody else is everybody else, and they're essentially running it back with the exception of the offensive coordinator. And Saquon, what? We're just saying it's just he can't do it again, so don't draft him first overall in fantasy? Don't draft him second? Like, why wouldn't you take Saquon second if you think that you're in a PPR league, you take Ja'Marr Chase because he's going to have a billion catches?
Well, in the history of the league, players who have rushed for 2,000 yards and had the type of usage that Saquon has had a pretty drastic regression the year after. So you're just kind of playing the math and playing the numbers on that.
Do you have the ability to, I don't know, look it up real quick, the best follow-up season to a 2,000-yard season, what it was?
I think it might have been...
Terrell Davis?
No, I think it might have been Chris Johnson.
I don't know what Chris is saying is entirely true because I'm looking at this. So you look at the 2,000-yard rushers, right?
Yes, sir.
OJ had 2,000 follow-up by 1,100 yards. Mm-hmm. So that's not – I mean, it's a drop-off, but not significant.
Also 14 games, right? Yeah. Wasn't the full 16 either.
CJ 2K went for 1,300 yards the year after a drop, but so
you got,
still.
You got more of them? Well, Jamal Lewis, I don't think, had a massive season.
Eric Dickerson went down to 1,200 yards, but then he jumped up the following year to 1,800
yards. But we're talking about the follow-up year just for fantasy purposes, but I understand.
I think it's Barry Sanders, actually. And he went for 2,000, and then the last year of his career – he went for almost 1,491, and then retired.
Wouldn't you say that that's a great second overall fantasy? Wouldn't you want to draft someone 1,500 yards, second overall in fantasy?
Yes, but the drop-off from 2,000 and whatever down to 15, I mean, that's a 25% drop-off.
Yeah, but still, 1,500 yards, you're still top three rushers in the league. Like, Terrell Davis was the only one who truly had a drop-off because he went...
Also, you know that Saquon is going to get potentially half of the potential touchdowns vultured by Jalen Hurts.
Now, that I understand. That one I get. The number of times Saquon brings it down to the one inside the two, and it's like, all right, let's push it in.
He's still at 13.
I don't know. I just think you swing for a massive upside. You know, CMC is a huge swing, but Bijan, Jahmyr Gibbs, those seem a little bit safer.
Who are the two you just selected back-to-back with
TJ,
Ashton?
Good picks.
Oh, we got we went with CeeDee Lamb and Ashton Jeanty.
Ooh. Oh, so Ashton gets an Ashton.
How about that?
Hey, and a TJ gets a CD.
There we go.
All right.
Love it.
Okay. So you went wide receiver, running back. That's not bad. Now, are you doing this on your own, or is Ashton like texting you? Is he involved right now?
He's FaceTiming me twice.
During the show?
I'm like, bro, you know, like.
Why don't you pop him on?
On the FaceTime?
Yes.
100%.
What do you mean? What are you talking?
Because you were Ashton in the middle Kutcher. Of an interview the first time, okay. And then the and second time we were
next time talking. He does this, okay, unless we're on with Nnamdi Asamoah, you got to say, I'm answering it.
100%, TJ. I mean, he knows like, I'm kind of busy right now, so I don't know why he would FaceTime
this guy over here. Like, okay, you drive Mila's car. You can answer this FaceTime and talk about these people because you're like tight with them. Why do you? This is not Fight Club when it comes to them. I don't understand it.
It's like,
have I not taught you about anything about the importance of name dropping?
I'm at work, Rich. Here? Okay, I'm at work.
No, I understand. Right? Talking about a fantasy draft. I mean, it's not like it's not rocket science. It's not like you're literally landing a plane.
You guys make it out to be rocket science.
You're literally on a show at work where you can talk about this.
Well, he literally just texted me and said, let's only take players with dreads. So
okay. Yeah, that's kind of fun.
So who's next on that list?
Man, who's next?
That means we have a shot at Brock Bowers.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
You guys are idiots.
That's funny.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Welcome to the end of summer sale at AutoZone. We're celebrating the end of long days and short nights with big deals for a short time. Like car wash. Right now, you can save 20% on the Armor All Complete Car Wash Kit. Need new brakes? Duralast brake pads are free with the purchase of Duralast rotors. We've also got oil deals and more. We're ending the summer right with the end of summer sale at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
I haven't done this in a while. I got two residual checks.
Oh, yes.
Oh, baby.
Let's do a residual rich. Let's hit it.
Paid that man his money.
Since it's only a choice of two and you can't take the middle envelope, I'm not going to ask TJ.
Yo.
One.
Thank you. Yo. Envelope one.
Envelope one.
All right, everybody. I like this. This is an underrated prices right
here. Exactly. I'm using a different one, Rich.
Puppy Dog Pals, the Bark
Bowl. Bark
Bowl. Bark Bowl. TJ, you're first.
I'm going to go with $1.12.
$1.12 for TJ Jefferson. That's low for the Bark Bowl.
That's so low.
Puppy Dog Pals.
Rob, you second?
What do you got for me?
I'm going to do $13.87.
$13.87. Closest without going over, Mike Del Tufo.
I say $2.50.
$2.50. All right. Hey, everybody.
Nobody
Ladies
saw what I just did there, which is kind
gentlemen,
of
Gentlemen, the actual retail check. Chris Brockman, you're a winner. It is $14.68. All right, everybody. Well,
you
done.
Saw what I did, right? I did Taylor Swift's favorite number is 13 and Kelsey's 87.
Look
Come
at
on, people.
You, Chris
Come on,
Brockman,
connect some dots.
Ripped straight from the headlines. It's a winner. I'll do one more. Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, let's go.
Nice music change.
Yeah.
Right envelope number two. Wait a minute. RJ gave me an Aaron Judge.
You have an envelope.
I didn't have it.
Somewhere.
All right, here we go. CSI Miami, Deep Freeze.
Oh, Deep Freeze.
This is great. This is going to be great. What a big finish this is. Chris, you go first.
87 cents.
87 cents. TJ Jefferson. TJ Jefferson.
I'm going to stick with that 112.
112. Well done.
Well
done. Thank you. TJ Jefferson with 112. DJ Mikey D is in D's
115.
Nuts. 115.
Oh, what are we doing?
You guys are all over. This is outstanding. This is the ultimate sucker commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, from this one episode of CSI Miami, Deep Freeze, it is 1 cent.
Wow.
No way.
1 cent. A check for a penny.
Wait a second.
A check for a penny.
You got a
friend.
Caruso. Yeah.
Suck it. I got
Seriously, a penny?
What do you have from Deep Freeze? A nickel?
Wow.
You're all over.
literally a penny.
One cent. They mailed that for a penny. What are we doing?
They lost. They lost 54 cents.
That's what I mean.
You know what I mean?
What are we doing? That's insane.
They spent 55 cents to send you a penny.
Direct deposit these. Come on, change the way they do this.
Guys, how many 1 cent? How many 1 cent?
You seem very offended by this.
I know, because it's nuts.
How many 1 cent paper checks do you see?
That's what I'm saying. I've heard many stories about this, but this is the first time I've actually seen it.
If you ever meet Caruso, you got to get him to sign that.
So between the Bark Bowl of $14.68, Bark Bowl and CSI Miami, $14.69. Say it. You know you want to say it. Nice.
Now, I'm waiting for Mike to stop laughing.
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
Very good. Don't say that. We like Mike's laugh. People love Mike's laugh.
Were you making fun
of me? Yes, I'm trying to get you to pause so I can do the nice.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
It's okay.
Nice.
God.
Hello.
I'm already getting texts from people saying, can you bring me to the wedding? I mean, how do I get invited? Well, how am I invited?
Are there going to be like 8 million people at this wedding?
I don't know.
Is it going to be on an country?
If I am
question.
Invited to this wedding, I'm going to pull my hat down so nobody sees me.
Right. So nobody knows it's you.
Nobody knows it's me. Nobody cares about this guy. Very good. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Okay, let's go to Dark Side Don in Las Vegas, Nevada. We haven't spoken to Dark Side Don in quite some time. Sir. What's up, Dark Side?
What's going on? I just got back in the country, so just pretty much.
Where were you?
I was in Egypt.
Oh, nice. You weren't deported there, were you?
Nah, okay. But you know, who knows these days?
Sorry, stripped straight from the headlines. All right, Dark Side Don, welcome back.
Oh. Thank you.
What's going on?
I need you to pause on the Raider talk.
Oh.
You know, the last time that you kind of got a little hype on the Raiders, we didn't do so hot. And when people, you know, kind of hype up the Raiders, we don't do so hot. I need everybody to pause and think the Raiders or act like the Raiders don't even exist.
Well, why do you say that, Dark Side Don? Because
chill.
I mean, you know, Pete Carroll's a guy who could keep the noise out. Yeah. Like, it's not like they're going to believe hype and then suddenly not perform well. I think you're referring to something that Chiefs Nation still won't let me live down, nor the guys here in the room. which is that I said that the Raiders were going to win the division, which I didn't say.
The Chiefs fans are petty anyway, so we're not going to even talk and expose their pettiness because they always are petty. But the thing is, like, for Raider fans, we get excited every year. Yeah. It's kind of like the Cowboys. This is our year. But for us, it's like, okay, we're going to go above 500. So for us, this might actually be that time. I'm considering it that time, but I don't want people to actually be like, the Raiders look good. No. I want everybody to continue to think that the Raiders is going to suck. So then when we actually do something, everybody it appeals to everyone. The league is a better league when the Raiders are winning. So I just need everybody to pump the brakes a little bit.
Right.
So that, you know, so that the Raiders can actually do their thing. And then another thing, why is it every time that, or every year, the Broncos are always above the Raiders when just last year was the first time they beat us in 8 years? In a row, I don't get that. So for me, that y'all keep putting hype on well, I guess they deserve it, even though I don't like it. But y'all keep putting hype on the Chiefs. You keep putting hype on the Broncos. You keep putting hype on the Chargers. And leave the Raiders on the side and let them do their thing.
You know what? I'm not going to allow that, Dark Side Don. I'm going to have you play the win loss game for the Las Vegas Raiders right now.
You was gonna do this. I haven't even did that.
Yeah, I
know
that.
This year.
I know that. It's too bad. You're gonna have to because you've just earned
you're
it.
You're up now, Don. Let's go.
Music. The autumn wind is a pirate.
The autumn wind is Dark Side Don.
But it starts on the Sunday after the de facto end of summer. Mm-hmm. What happens when the Raiders go visit New England to start the season, Dark Side Don?
Remember what I told you. The Raiders don't do so hot on the East Coast. But I'm sorry, Chris. We're going to have to get a dub.
That's 1-0. Home for the Chargers on a Monday night. What happens next?
The Chargers on a Monday night. We play them. We play the Chargers at home for the first time. So I'm going to say this one's going to be a dub.
That's 2-0 at the Commanders.
That's an L.
2-1 home for the
Bears. We wanted that quarterback.
2-1 home for the Bears. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Home for the Bears. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that's a. I'm gonna take an L on that one.
Oh, okay. 2-2 home at the Colts.
That's a dub.
That's 3-2 home for the Titans.
You know, I'm gonna follow your lead. I kind of like the hype on the rookie, so I'm gonna say that's an L.
Wow, 3-3 at the Chiefs.
That's an L.
3-4 off the bye, home for the Jaguars.
That's a dub.
4-4 at the Broncos on a Thursday night, short week.
At the Broncos, short week. That's an L.
4-5 home for the Cowboys on a Monday night.
I wanted tickets to that game. That's a dub.
Yeah, sorry, it is.
Sorry, TJ.
You don't have to apologize. You speak with your chest, Dark Side John. Dark Side Don, you speak with your chest. 5-5 home for the Browns.
Say that again, Rick.
5-5 home for the Browns.
That's a dub.
6-5 at the Chargers.
Man, I want us to break that L.A. loss record, man. I'm going to say that's a dub.
That's 7-5 home for the Broncos.
You're setting me up, man.
Just reading the schedule.
You're setting me up, man. I'm going to take an L on that one.
At the Philadelphia Eagles.
That's an L.
All right. You're now 7-8 at the Texans.
It's an L.
Oh, man. Now you're 7-8. Home for the Giants.
That's a dub.
8-8. Home for the Chiefs.
That's a dub.
All right. There you go. Nice, confident finish. Dark Side Don says 9-8. See?
Can I get us a wild card?
Sure. Why not? Congrats. You got it. How about you got it?
Nah,
Dark Side Don in Las Vegas. All right. Well done. You didn't expect to do it. He said I was setting him up. All I was doing is he's saying, like, don't talk about our team. And he said 9-8. Can I get in the playoffs? Sure. Why not? I'm a giver. I don't think 9-8 is going to make
the
playoffs.
You are a giver. Last year, 9-8 did not make the playoffs. Cincinnati, 9-8.
I know. 9-8.
Yeah.
Boy, he's got them being swept by the Broncos. Mm. Everybody's in on the Broncos.
Yeah.
That gives me pause.
You know what? Because everybody says that, maybe they deserve it.
I'm not saying they don't deserve it.
Yeah.
They're definitely a team on the rise. But everyone being on the wagon is is just like, eh.
If there's anybody that makes sure that the team will not be reading into that, I think Sean Payton can do it. You know, the whole conversation that you hear, like, oh, don't hire anybody that's going to cause a distraction in your locker room if it's a 53rd man on the roster, if it's a 45th man on the roster. I don't buy that. You run your own locker room. You run your own team. You can also run your own press conference. You know? I don't buy that sort of thing. And the whole business of, oh, God, everybody believes it, so the team won't perform very well, is maybe an indication of groupthink. People don't think groupthink is accurate. I get that. But Sean Payton is not going to let something filter in the locker room and then all of a sudden they play down to the Titans.
No, that's true. That's true.
Right? And last year was real, and they got better.
They're definitely better.
That kid, Jahdae Barron, that they drafted is really good. And the other guy won Defensive Player of the Year, and that front seven is a tough handle.
They added Evan Ingram.
R.J. Harvey.
R.J. Harvey, yeah. Really good offensive line. Right. We know how good the defense is.
Yeah. J.K. Dobbins as well.
Yep.
Which is great. Portnoy can go to Denver and watch him play.
That's true.
Right? Deion will let him in for Big Noon Fox if they're in Colorado.
Yep.
Right? Oh, I'm sorry. It's Fox's decision. My bad. I'm so sorry. My apologies. Hour 3 coming up.
What's wrong with you, man?
Deion is named as starting quarterback.
Huh?
Caden Salter is going to start for Buffalo.
What is it? You say Schefter's reporting there's a Cowboy trade, or you got hosed?
Huge.
What is it?
You ready for this?
Jonathan Mingo's been traded away?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mike.
Here it comes.
Cowboys.
Sending offensive lineman Asim Richards to the New Orleans Saints.
per source.
Per source. Source. Yeah, that's my favorite. That's the Scandinavian source. Per.
Cowboys get back a 28 sixth round pick.
Oh, man. Sit on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So three drafts from now.
There's a freshman in college out there.
Yeah. High school senior, maybe.
Okay, there you go.
Big time stuff.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, I'm sad to see him go.
Just chill. Just chill. Nothing's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, not for 3 days at least.
Three? Are you kidding me?
This is going next week.
What I'm saying
is
going
next week.
What I mean is the engagement news cycle is going to last like 72 hours, so we can make sure we're not going to hear anything.
Let me tell you how this is going to happen. Nothing's going to happen over the weekend.
No.
Okay. Saturday's all going to be about Corso in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, if Dave Portnoy not being allowed in the horseshoe.
Oh, yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Fox deciding he's not going to be in stadiums. Rick, I'm sorry.
You are obsessed with this.
No, I'm not obsessed. I'm just trying to be accurate.
Yeah.
Then the game, by the way, which will make everybody forget about everything else.
That's, yeah.
Between Texas and the Ohio State. And then the rest of the college football weekend is going to go. And Monday night is Belichick's first game. North Carolina.
On Monday night, okay, right? Standalone.
So there's going to be all of that. And then everyone's going to be talking about the new episode of Overreaction Monday season preview that comes out Monday morning. And then Tuesday's going to hit. And it's going to be reports all over the place from all the information men and women that Jerry still hasn't reached out to the agent. And the agent and Jerry have not spoken. And nothing's moved. And it's going to be like, Micah, are you going to get on the plane? That's the way it's going to go. That's the way it's going to go.
Yeah, I can't see it happening any other way.
I don't think it's going to be like what happened with McLaurin or what happened with Trey Hendrickson, that all of a sudden you're just seeing reports that it's done. No, I don't
so
see
wait,
it.
He's not on the plane, and then Wednesday morning.
I don't know.
You know, or Thursday morning, he signs the deal and takes a PJ to Philadelphia.
I don't know.
And then he doesn't play. Remember when Chris Jones didn't play the opener?
I don't know.
Same type of deal.
Maybe he can land by parachute in the middle of, before the game. You know, the national anthem, he parachutes in, he's in full uniform, and he goes plays for the Cowboys.
Maybe he'll be
he signs the contract as he's coming down.
As he's coming down.
Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death, but you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injured them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It is never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.